Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loved you so much. He has a very plan for your life. To take you off the wrong road to destruction, put you on the road to heaven. Because it's not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost-filled, powerful ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to preach the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus is your answer to bring you out of trouble, to bring you out of sin, and to put you on the road to victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. On today, we're going to start a brand new, amen, area of teachings about the power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the starting of this exciting message. Tell your cellmate, those that's incarcerated. Amen. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, Jesus come to take us off the road of destruction. Yes, Jesus said in St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. We can see what the devil is doing. Look at all the violence going on. Amen. We heard talk of so much violence in our major cities, across our United States. People just shooting one another. Bullets are flying. Innocent people are being hit by bullets. It's so sad. In one metropolitan city, a trash collector was out there collecting trash in the morning, early morning. And then two people arguing, or some group of people arguing. Then they were shooting at this car that was going by, and a stray bullet came and hit the, praise God, trash man that was innocently collecting trash. Now he's recovering, amen, from that gunshot wound. Praise God. I'm telling you, innocent people being hit by bullets. And then you have people dying with bullets. Young people got bullets in them dying. All of that is a result of sin. But Jesus come to let you know you don't have to live your life, amen, running and hiding and carrying on, amen, from bullets. Fighting and arguing and trying to sell them with guns. You don't have to live your life like that. Some people are stabbing other folks, all of that. But Jesus come to deliver you from that lifestyle. I'm telling you. And put peace in your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the devil don't want you to live. He wants you to destroy yourself. But Jesus come that you can have eternal life. Amen. Jesus is your friend. I'm telling you, he's your friend. Praise God. Amen. And I'm in ministry to let people know you have an alternative life way to your lifestyle. You don't have to continue living your life like that. Praise God. Amen. The power of God will deliver you. Those of you that's hooked on drugs and alcohol, the Lord will deliver you. If you got problems in your marriage, the Lord will fix that problem.
The Lord will take your life that's seemed to be destroyed, all the pieces, and put it together to make something beautiful come out of it. I love when the power of God transforms people's lives. I love strong testimonies, what the power of God can do. Because there's power in the name of Jesus to change lives. Praise God. Amen. That's the power in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's good for our introduction, Missionary Velvet. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Begin reading at verse number 1. What did the Word of God say?
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Jesus wants you to believe in him.
Yes.
The devil will have people to look at other things. But I'm here to let you know Jesus is your answer. He's the one that can help you. He's the one that can get you out of your problems. The devil will try to help people to look at other religions, other ways. But Jesus is the one. I don't waste time talking about other religions because they cannot help you. But Jesus is the one. I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. Yes. He's the one. There's power in that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, it is. So let not your heart be troubled with all these people just studying all these religions. You got people worshiping certain religions. Amen. I'm telling you, people are turning to these religions. But they still cannot get free from sin. They cannot get delivered. They still in trouble. But Jesus is the one to get you free. Amen. He's the one. Praise God. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Amen.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Now, in his Father's house is many mansions. That means it's plenty of space for us to go there. Heaven is a beautiful place. It's a wonderful place. There's Amen. Plenty of space for the people. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus letting you know, he's telling you the truth. You can believe on what he said. The devil is full of lies. And these false religions are full of lies. Just there to occupy your time. But Jesus is telling you the truth. That's why he said what he said to you. Amen. He let you know he's telling you the truth. You can believe on what he said. What did the Bible say?
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also.
Amen. Let you know that Jesus went there to prepare a place for us so that we can go there too. That's so wonderful.
Amen.
That Jesus wants us to go to his Father's kingdom. Amen. I want to go to heaven.
Yes.
Amen. But heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Amen. That's why I buy time on radio to let people know if you want to go to heaven, you must get ready. Here in this life is the dressing up room. You cannot go to heaven in your sins. Jesus come to save us from our sins and take sin out of us so that we can be a child of God. Amen. To be ready to go to heaven. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
Amen. Let you know you cannot enter into heaven in your sins. But Jesus come to save you. What did the Bible say?
Is it wherever I go, ye know, in the way ye know.
Amen. Jesus knows the way to heaven.
Yes, amen.
Man don't know, but Jesus knows. That's why we need to receive Jesus in our heart.
Amen.
Because he's the only one that can get you to heaven. You can't go to heaven no other way but through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen. That's why I preach Jesus. Amen.
We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the starting of this message. There's power in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick in their bodies, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, amen. Unstopped deaf ears. Lord, Lord, heal people of eye disease. Lord, heal the eyes. Strengthen the eyes. Take down the pressure. Lord, heal in Jesus' name. Lord, go into the, amen, praise God, sick rooms. Lord, touch and heal, deliver. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know there's power in the name of Jesus. Go through these radio waves. Reach those that's behind prison bars. Let them know Jesus can reach them no matter where they are in solitary confinement. Jesus can reach them and change their lives. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise it. The song said Jesus is the answer for the world today. He is the only one that can deliver us and set us free. And you believe that. And he said we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to be burdened. But we can come to him and he will set us free. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper in the Lord. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you, and the Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loved you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to take him on that chance, and he will not disappoint you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet, the Lord open up a door that we will continue to spread the gospel into jails and prisons. And we will pray for you. And those of you that's in the free world can write us. Amen. We would love to receive your mail. Those that's incarcerated, write us. Praise God. Amen. We love to receive your mail. Praise God. Spanish-speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Go, Jesus love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Click into our website, those of you that's in the free world. Email us, those of you in the free world. We'd be glad to talk to you through emails. Amen. To the next broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful pastor, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus could come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you. Praise God.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.